ready, are you? What, no, you ready? For 800 years have I trained Jedi. My own counter will I keep on who is to be trained. A Jedi must have the deepest commitment, the most serious mind. This one, a long time have I watched. All his life as he looked away to the future, to the horizon, never his mind on where he was, what he was doing.
I wish the ring had never come to me. I wish none of this had happened.
So do all who live to see such times, but that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to us. There are other forces at work in this world, Frodo, besides the will of evil. Bilbo was meant to find the ring, in which case you also were meant to have it. And that is an encouraging thought.
Is the dark side stronger?
No. 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 But the busier, more seductive.
But how am I to know the good side from the bad?
You will know when you are calm, at peace, passive. A Jedi uses the Force for knowledge and defense, never for attack.
That is Kaer Paravau, the castle of the Four Thrones. In one of which you will sit, Peter, as High King. You doubt the prophecy?
No. That's just it. Aslan, I'm not who you will think I am.
Peter Pevensey, formerly of Finchley. Beaver also mentioned that you planned on turning him into a hat. Peter, there is a deep magic more powerful than any of us that rules over all of Narnia. It defines right from wrong and governs all our destinies, yours and mine.
I don't believe it.
That is why you fail.
Now, in the meantime, we're gonna have a frozen command module up there. In a couple days, we're gonna have to power it up, use nothing but the re-entry batteries.
Never been tried before.
Hell, we've never even simulated it before, Gene.
Well, we're gonna have to figure it out. I want people in our simulators, working re-entry scenarios. I want you guys to find every engineer who designed every switch, every circuit, every transistor, and every light bulb that's up there. Then I want you to talk to the guy in the assembly line who actually built the thing. Find out how to squeeze every amp out of both of these machines. I want this marked all the way back to Earth with time to spare. We never lost an American in space. We're sure as hell not going to lose one on my watch. Failure is not an option.
Do you nothing that I say?
Master, moving stones around is one thing. This is totally different.
No. No different. Only different in your mind. You must unlearn what you have learned.
All right, I'll give it a try.
No. Try not. Do. Or do not. There is no try.
Aslan is on the move.
Who's Aslan?
Who's Aslan? You cheeky little blighter. What?
You don't know, do you?
Well, we haven't exactly been here very long.
Well, he's only the king of the whole wood. The top geezer. The real king of Narnia.
He's been away for a long while.
But he's just got back. And he's waiting for you near the stone table.
He's waiting for us.
You're blooming joking. They don't even know about the prophecy.
Well, then...
Look. Aslan's return. Tumnus arrest. The secret police. It's all happening because of you.
You're blaming us? No, not blaming. Thanking you.
There's a prophecy. When Adam's flesh and Adam's bone
sits at Kaer Perivel enthroned. The evil time will be over and done.
You know, that doesn't really rhyme.
Yeah, I know it don't, but look, you're kind of missing the point.
It has long been foretold that two sons of Adam and two daughters of Eve will defeat the White Witch and restore peace to Narnia.
And you think we're the ones?
Well, you better be, because Aslan's already fitted out your army.
Our army?
I see you have constructed a new lightsaber. Your skills are complete. Indeed, you are powerful, as the Emperor has foreseen.
Peter, there's an army out there.
And it's ready to follow you.
I can't.
Aslan believed you could. So do I.
The Witch's army is nearing, sire. What are your orders?
The need for speed.
Ow!
Saddle up your horse!